My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 111. Let's have some fun together. As he finished, his tone grew colder, raising his hand to gesture to his bodyguards, "Take her away." Fay White finally couldn't bear it anymore, her eyes rolled back and she fainted. Caleb Mamet watched her, tooting, boring. She was overly prone to panicking. Clearly, it wasn't worth him making an appearance. Steve Price glanced at his expression, tentatively suggesting, "I heard that at tea time, Mag Evans and Moore Mamet were also at the school gate. They were trying to help Fay White get an apology from the lady." "Oh." Caleb Mamet rubbed his fingertips together, nonchalantly commenting, "Then bring them here to add some excitement." Meanwhile, Xaviera Evans returned to her classroom to prepare for class. Maggie Evans and Moore Mamet received an invitation from the head of the Mamet family. Mag's heart fluttered with joy. Caleb Mamet? Why would he send her a message? At the same time, Moore Mamet looked at the message notification with a delighted expression. As a junior member of the M. Mamet family, he had heard about the current head of the Mamet family long ago and knew that Caleb Mamet had immense power in the family, feared by everyone. Outsiders always think that Caleb Mamet is so powerful because of the family's status in Lebanon, but only the member of the Mamet family knew that the Mamet family depended on Caleb Mamet to get where they are now. In other words, the Mamet family would be nothing without Caleb Mamet. "Mag, I can't believe that the family head would invite us over. You don't know how hard it is for me, being a side branch member of the Mamet family, to even see the family head. Even my father needs to go through multiple layers of bureaucracy to meet him. And I can't believe we received an invitation from him today." Moore Mamet couldn't hide his excitement and shared the news with his parents. His mother's thrilled voice echoed from the phone. "That's fantastic. If we can connect with the family head, our family's standing in the Mamet household will surely rise. We won't have to pander to others. Moore, you and Mag must behave well. Okay. Pass the phone to Mag, I want to personally speak a few words with her." Mag took the phone and greeted her politely, "Hello, Auntie." "Well, hello, Mag." Moore's mother answered warmly, "Our Mag is certainly a blessing. Look, she hasn't been with our Moore long, and already the family head recognizes Moore's qualities. We're lucky to have you marrying into our family. If it were your sister, Xaviera, it would kill me." Mag answered with a gentle smile, "Auntie, you're too kind. Moore is the one who is truly exceptional, which is why he caught the family head's attention. As for my sister, she has many faults, but I believe that time can change everything. She will surely change. No matter how much a waste changes, it's still a waste." Moore's mother had a very poor impression of Xaviera. "If such a waste marries into our family, Moore's future would be ruined. She's just a burden." She was so grateful that she had not followed through on the original marriage arrangement and had supported Moore and Mag's union. Now it seems that her decision was extremely wise. Mag was the Mamet family's lucky star. As for Xaviera, that waste, she shouldn't even dream about taking the place of Moore's fiancé. They initially agreed to the marriage for the shares Xaviera held. Now that the Evans family promised to transfer all of Zaviera's shares to MAG in the future, they had even less reason to choose Zaviera. Moore's mother occasionally heard rumors about Zaviera. It seemed that she was being kept by an old man. This made her even gladder of her choice. It was fortunate that their future daughter-in-law would be MAG, otherwise it would be utterly shameful. After hanging up, MAG, brimming with excitement, took Moore's arm. "Moore, he comments Auntie made about my sister. They left me feeling a bit uncomfortable. Why don't we invite my sister to meet the family head as well? I believe she's turned out the way she has because her vision is too narrow. She doesn't understand what true upper class society is." Mag gently swayed Moore's arm, pleading softly, "Can we?" Moore wanted to refuse at first. Bringing an outsider to meet the family head was likely to irritate him. But after a moment's thought, he remembered that Zaviera wasn't an outsider, she was Mag's sister. And with Mag's gentle and kind disposition, bringing Zaviera along could highlight Mag's virtues. Therefore, after brief consideration, he nodded in agreement. He found Mag's kindness appealing, and believed that the family head would be equally favorably impressed by sweet, gentle Mag. Perhaps if the family head was pleased with Mag, he might arrange for them a job or something like that. Chapter 112, It was unintentional for sister as well. Just as Zaviera Evans finished her class, her phone vibrated twice. She checked it out. Her eyebrows knitted in surprise. Caleb Mamet, that dog of a man, had actually reached out to her, promising a surprise for her the next day. For some reason, Zaviera felt it might not be a pleasant surprise, but a fright. As she was leaving the classroom with this in mind, she noticed a silhouette standing outside the door. "What's wrong, Mag Evans? Please don't cry. Did someone bully you?" A few girls huddled outside, trying to comfort Mag. Tears welled up in Mag's eyes as she leaned against the wall. "Nothing happened. My sister is in trouble and I want to apologize to her," Jesse Whitman said harshly, holding onto Mag. "Why do you always worry about that bitch, Zaviera? You consider her your sister, but it doesn't mean she see you as her real sister. I heard that the Evans group has recently ran into problems because of Zaviera, that bitch. She offended a business partner and still refuses to apologize, leaving the Evans group to clean up her mess." The students had been hearing about the financial issues at the Evans group, apparently due to offending someone. They didn't know that Zaviera was the cause of the trouble. She wasn't even living in the Evans house anymore and verbally condemned all ties to the Evans family, but they still had to clear up her mess. How unlucky the Evans family was to have such a daughter. When the company's problems were mentioned, Mag sighed and defended her sister. "Zaviera didn't mean to cause trouble. She's just used to being reckless because she's Miss Evans. She often doesn't distinguish right from wrong. But it's okay. Our company will get through this. Regardless of whatever mess Zaviera creates, our father will handle it. Once Daddy retires when he's weary, I will be there." This statement touched the students around her. They all said how they wish they had such a kind and lovely sister. They also commented how Zaviera didn't appreciate how good of a sister she had. "Zaviera, She wanted to tell those students to take her sister and enjoy. Who would want to treasure a sister who often made sarcastic remarks about her and even wanted to kill her? Was she tired of living? The instant Mag lifted her head to see Zavira, she walked over to her through gauge the crowd. "Sorry, sister. It was my fault just now. Can you forgive me?" Zavira raised an eyebrow, not knowing what kind of trick Mag was going to play next. According to her, Mag's reputation in school was already good. Every student would say that she was a gentle goddess, with a pleasant attitude. So she really didn't need to step on her to elevate her own status. Noticing Zavira's impatience, Mag quickly explained, "Don't worry, sister. I'm not forcing you to forgive me. I just want to express my apology. You can reject it if you like. However, I want to make it up to you. Do you think it's possible?" She carefully looked at Zavira, with her innocent eyes, like a deer in the forest. The people around would love to force Zavira into forgiveness with that expression, and unfortunately, they can only think so in their hearts. Zavira exudes such a strong aura, that even a single glance can scare them into backing off. So forcing her into saying something is not possible. They don't have the audacity. All they could do was admire Mag's goodness while comparing her to Zavira. Zavira laughed and shook her head. Clearly, it was Mag's wrongdoing. Her apology was expected. However, after Mag's maneuvers, it seemed like Zavira was omitting an unforgivable sin by not accepting Mag's request. Mag said she wasn't forcing her to forgive, yet in reality she was trying to make her forgive. Her little sister was truly talented at manipulating emotions. "Go ahead, what kind of compensation? Is it money or a store?" Zavira asked in a nonchalant way, with her arms crossed. Of course, she said this to piss off Mag. Mag and her mother believed everything that belonged to the Evans family was theirs, and it was best if Zavira, the original owner of the Evans family, did not get anything. So, Zavira didn't think Mag would give her any substantial compensation, but she definitely didn't expect that Mag's proposal for compensation would be this. "Sister. The head of the Mammoth family invited Moore and me to the Lowen Club house as guests. You know that Moore and I are getting married, so I guess the family head wants to meet me. Can I bring you with me? I'm afraid I'll be too shy to go alone," Mag exaggeratedly said this. The people around widened their eyes in disbelief. The Lowen Clubhouse? The head of the Mammoth family. Inviting Mag as a guest. Oh my god. Zavira. She just wanted to exclaim, "My gosh." Chapter 113. Sister really likes the Mammoth family. Mag was actually going to Lowen Clubhouse, and it was Caleb who personally invited her. At that moment, the text message Caleb sent to Zavira suddenly appeared in her mind, telling her that he was going to give her a surprise and not to tell her that the P surprise was Mag. If it was really like that, she might accidentally break his neck. The others also came to their senses from their astonishment and exclaimed one after another, "Mag was invited to Lowen Clubhouse as a guest. What a stroke of luck. It can't be helped, Mag is Moore Mammoth's fiancé after all. They are both from the Mammoth family. It's not strange for her to meet Caleb, but I'm still so envious. Is this the legendary perfect match? Even the magnate thinks they're a great match. Ah, what kind of fairy love is this? Ha ha ha, look at Zaviera's foolish look. She must be jealous of Mag again. Unfortunately, people are not all born equal, and her jealousy is useless. Jesse Whitman recovered from her initial astonishment and grabbed Mag's arm, complaining, "Mag, why are you taking her to Lowen Clubhouse? With her temper, if she accidentally offends him, wouldn't that cause trouble for you?" Mag shook her head, "No, my sister may be competitive and stubborn, but she still knows what's important. I think she's gone astray because Dad cut off her card. Now I want to take her to see the real upper-class society, then she will know that old men are no good." The implication of her words was that Zaviera was being supported by the old man for money. Jesse quickly understood and said sarcastically, "Oh, I see. However, I think why our plan will fail, Mag. How can a real powerful man be interested in someone like Zaviera, a *PID woman who only knows how to sleep with the nouveau riche in their 70s and 80s? I guess the moment he sees Zaviera at the Lowen Clubhouse, he'll order her to be thrown out. Mag, you might as well not take her there. Such a person going to Lowen Clubhouse is an insult to the place." Mag gently pushed Jesse and complained, "Don't talk about my sister like that. Although most of what you said is true, I still want to try. My sister likes the Mamet family very much. Before, she had feelings for more." Before she could finish, she suddenly covered her mouth, and her apricot eyes were full of confusion, as if she had revealed something she shouldn't have. Jesse quickly caught on and sneered, "Yes, she really likes the Mamet family. She even wanted to steal Mag's fiancé, Mary Moore, and even hurt Mag. If it was NT for Mag's magnanimous attitude, she would be in the police station for deliberate injury." Mag bit her lip and lowered her head in silence. Only a few close classmates knew about this matter, so it didn't spread widely in the school. Those who heard it for the first time were shocked. "What? Zaviera tried to steal Mag's fiancé and even hurt her? Fora guess the moment he sees Zaviera at the Lowen Clubhouse, he'll order her to be thrown out. Mag, you might as well not take her there. Such a person going to Lowen Clubhouse is an insult to the place." Mag gently pushed Jesse and complained, "Don't talk about my sister like that. Although most of what you said is true, I still want to try. My sister likes the Mamet family very much. Before, she had feelings for more." Before she could finish, she suddenly covered her mouth, and her apricot eyes were full of confusion, as if she had revealed something she shouldn't have. Jesse quickly caught on and sneered, "Yes, she really likes the Mamet family. She even wanted to steal Mag's fiancé, Mary Moore, and even hurt Mag. If it wasn't for Mag's mononymous attitude, she would be in the police station for deliberate injury." Mag bit her lip and lowered her head in silence. Only a few close classmates knew about this matter, so it didn't spread widely in THE school. Those who heard it for the first time were shocked. "What? Zaviera tried to steal Mag's fiancé and even hurt her? What a vicious woman." Jesse snorted, "Yes, it's because she failed to seduce Mr. Mamet and angered the Evans family. That's why Mag's father cut off Xaviera's bank card, and then, she deliberately drew out her voice, waiting for all the classmates to FOC us on her before continuing, then Miss Evans became the mistress of an old man to earn money. While she was talking, Xaviera silently walked up to her and raised her hand slap. This slap was merciless, causing Jesse's face to turn to one side instantly, and five swollen fingerprints appeared on her fair face. What else can this mouth do besides talking nonsense? If you don't know how to speak, just shut up. If you can't shut up, let me teach you. Xaviera pinched her chin, smiling as she threatened her. You. Jesse stared at Xaviera in disbelief, never expecting her to dare to hit her in front of so many classmates. Mag was also frightened by Xaviera's sudden action. After reacting, she hurriedly separated the two and persuaded, "All right, sister, I know you have a bad temper, but you shouldn't hit people when you get angry. Quina won't hold THs against you this time, right, Quina?" Jesse's face turned from green to white, and finally, under Mag's teary gaze, she turned her head to the side. "This time, I'll be Magnani Mouse and won't hold it against her. But I can't guarantee about next time." Mag looked at her gratefully. "Thank you, Quina. You are the best." Chapter 114, I Want to Stand Here for a While. After comforting Jesse, Mag Evans gently shook Xaviera Evans's hand. "Sister, don't worry, no matter what anyone else says, I'll always be on your side. I know you really want to meet the head of the Mamet family, no matter how much others oppose, I won't listen. I want to fulfill your wish, so please come with me to Lohan Club Hoos." One Xaviera scoffed gently. Her good sister was really belittling her in every word. Since she wished so much to take her to the Lohan clubhouse, Xaviera while did not satisfy her. Xaviera gave a faint smile. "I'm sorry, I don't want to go to the Lohan clubhouse with you. As for the head of the Mamet family, you can go and see him yourself, I don't have the time to accompany you." Having said that, Xaviera turned her head and left. Mag couldn't help but feel the anger rise on her face. She didn't know what Xaviera was proud of. Clearly, 16.03, she was 100 times, 1,000 times better than Xaviera. She had won the favor of the head of the Mamet family, who had personally invited her to be a guest at the Lohan clubhouse. It was such a great honor. How envious OT hers were, but Xaviera. She didn't seem to care, which wasn't normal. Why could Xaviera, who sold her body for money, just to sleep with old men, ignore her and look down on her? Yes, every time Mag met Xaviera's eyes, she felt that Xaviera was looking down on her. That kind of stare, like looking at garbage, was constantly irritating her. Jesse mocked sarcastically, "Mag, since some people don't know gratitude, just let her be. After all, she's just a country bumpkin who has come from the coup countryside. She has no insight, and yet she is deemed worthy of being Miss Eva N.S. of the Evans family. What a joke." Mag regained her composure and adjusted her expression. "That's right, what Jesse said was true." Xaviera and her were on completely different wavelengths. One lived as some old man's mistress, the other was personally invited and favored by the head of the Mamet family. The widening gap between her and Zavirami and she had no need to concern herself with such a loser. After marrying into the Mamet family, she could just arrange a driver or a kliana for Zavira and consider it fulfilling their years of sisterhood. When Zavira returned to the Mamet residence, it was around 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. The sunset bathed the earth in a golden glow, casting a layer of gold on everything in the world. Pushing the door open, Zavira found today's villa eerily quiet. There was no butler nor any servants. Zavira shrugged her shoulders, changed her shoes in the dew or way under the evening glow. Although the light was dim, it didn't affect her movements. Hanging her coat on the rack, she was about to head upstairs when she suddenly heard a muffled groan from nearby. "Zavira, who's that?" she asked as she walked towards the source of the noise. A blurry figure stood at the entrance of the kitchen, slightly hunched, seemingly in discomfort. "Zavira." Caleb Mamet's voice was a bit hoarse. He hadn't expected Zavira to come home at this time. "Caleb." Zavira recognized his voice, stopped walking, and muttered, "You are at home, why didn't you turn on the light? I thought there was no one in the villa." After saying this, she seemed to realize that something was wrong. Caleb was standing there, motionless, which made her recall the groaning sound from earlier. Zavira tentatively asked, "Are you injured?" Caleb's Adam's apple bobbed. No, Zavira fell silent. If he wasn't injured, what was he doing standing by the kitchen entrance? Could it be that he wanted to cook a meal for himself? "So, do you need me to help you with anything?" Zavira asked. "Consider it tell why, if you need help, don't hesitate to ask." A flicker of unnaturalness crossed Caleb's face, but it was hidden in the dim light, so Zavira didn't notice. "No need, go upstairs." Zavira subconsciously asked, "What about you, Caleb?" He hesitated for a long time before finally speaking somewhat helplessly, "I just want to stand here for a while, you don't have to worry about me. Stand by the entrance of the kitchen for a while?" That was odd. Zavira looked at him speechless, feeling that today's Caleb was a bit strange. She originally wanted to ask more questions but then thought she had no right to dig into Caleb's affairs. So she shrugged, "All right, then I'll go upstairs first. Take care of yourself." Caleb's expression stiffened for a moment, his lips parted as if he wanted to explain something, but in the end he said nothing. Okay. His tone betrayed no problems. Zavira scratched her head and walked upstairs. She wasn't one to pry into other people's secrets. Upstairs, she dealt with some paperwork, and as time went on, she suddenly. Chapter 115, Caleb Mamet demolishing the house. Just as the thought crossed her mind, a commotion came from downstairs, accompanied by the crisp sound of a vase shattering on the floor. Zavira Evans, was Caleb Mamet wrecking the place downstairs? After waiting for a while and hearing no more noise from below, Zavira pressed her temples and decided to head out and check on him. As she turned the corner of the staircase, she saw Caleb standing motionless amid the debris. Zavira couldn't help but ask, "What are you doing?" Caleb slowly looked up at her, and Zavira paused abruptly. Caleb's eyes seemed shrouded in a layer of haze, utterly unfocused. Although he was looking at her, his gaze wasn't actually on her. The feeling was. Zaviera quietly approached him, avoiding the broken shards on the ground. She carefully waved her hand in front of him, yet his gaze remained unresponsive. So. He couldn't see. For a moment, Zaviera's mind went blank. Although Caleb was sometimes a dumb dog, there was no doubt he was a strong man. Watching such a formidable person suddenly go blind. Remembering the muffled groan she'd heard when entering the house and seeing the broken shards scattered on the floor, Zaviera couldn't describe how she felt. She took Caleb's hand and casually said, "You're so clumsy. No matter how wealthy you are, you shouldn't be smashing vases like this. Come on, let's go to the living room." Caleb's fingertips hesitated, and he gently refused. "No, Zaviera," what was he still being stubborn about? She leaned in and turned on the kitchen wall light, using the bright illumination to inconspicuously examine if Caleb had been cut by the shards. "Come to the living room with me first." Zaviera tugged on him again, and at that moment, she sensed an unwavering gaze locked onto her. She reflexively looked up and met a pair of deep yet sharp eyes. Zaviera was taken aback, and she paused. Could he see? "What's MRS. Mammoth trying to do here? Command me." Caleb raised an eyebrow, his gaze full of hidden meaning. He stared at Zaviera for a moment before taking long strides, stepping over the debris, and heading toward the living room, the way MRS. "Mammoth just looked at me mad. Me suspect that you care about me." Zaviera's expression kept changing. Ordinary people might have been fooled by Caleb's acting, but Zaviera had learned some medical skills from Albert and was sure she hadn't seen it wrong. At some point, Caleb indeed couldn't see. But when the light came on, he could see again. What was going on? Night blindness, Caleb glanced at Zaviera, who was frowning in confusion, and sighed with relief in his heart. Butler was on leave today, and he had forgotten to turn on the lights when he came home. The darkness had triggered the toxins in his body, causing his blindness. Although the dim light of dusk was enough for others to see, he was engulfed in total darkness. He wanted to grope his way to turn on the light but accidentally entered the kitchen and bumped into something. Zaviera happened to return at that moment, and he didn't want her to know about his problem, so he pretended to be all right and dismissed her, intending to turn on the lights as soon as possible. However, he ended up causing an even bigger commotion. He knew it was too strange to hide from Zaviera's eyes, so what would she think after finding out that he could be blind? Would she consider him a monster like the others, thinking he turned into a blind freak at night? While pondering this, Zaviera came out of the kitchen. She didn't know what kind of problem it was for Caleb to suddenly be blind and then able to see again, but she had said earlier that everyone had their secrets. If Caleb didn't want to share, she wouldn't pry. Having a health problem that he didn't treat posed a great risk given Caleb's status. It would be better to find a time to talk to Albert about it and have him check on Caleb. As she thought this, she subconsciously looked up at him, forgetting the step between the kitchen and the living room. She tripped. "Be careful." Caleb took a few strides forward and firmly held Zaviera in his arms before she could fall. Zaviera's face turned red as she struggled to get up, only to be scolded by Caleb in a displeased tone, Just walk properly. What are you daydreaming about? Zavira. If she wasn't concerned for his health, would she have been daydreaming and not looking where she was going? He really didn't appreciate good intentions. Zavira struggled to get up, but Caleb's arms held her like iron shackles. Angrily, she looked up at him, "What are you doing? Hurry up and let me go. Don't move." Caleb frowned and spoke, seemingly irritated by her disobedience. He even lightly patted her head, "You seem to have twisted your foot. Let me take a look." Chapter 116, "We'll set your bones for you," her up, and placed her on the sofa. After settling Zavira, Caleb called the family doctor to inquire about the location of the pain relief cream. Seeing the cream in Caleb's hand, Zavira reached out without waiting for him to speak, "I can do this myself." It seemed like her ankle still retained the warmth of Caleb's palm, and she would never allow him to touch her no matter how much he insisted. Fortunately, Caleb didn't fight her for it and silently sat beside her after placing the cream in her hand. Zavira, she felt immense pressure. She poured some pain relief cream on her hand, rubbed it until it was warm, and then applied it to her ankle. By the time she finished applying the cream, the clock on the wall showed 11 o'clock. Zavira glanced upstairs, then at Caleb. She thought hopping upstairs on one foot in front of him would be embarrassing, so she stayed on the sofa, waiting for Caleb to return to his room before going back to hers. Unexpectedly, Caleb, the bastard, just sat there with no intention of moving. As time went on, Zavira finally couldn't hold out any longer. Her body leaned more and more on the sofa until she eventually fell asleep. Caleb, who was dealing with files on his phone, looked up when he heard the steady breathing coming from the sofa. The corners of his thin, angular lips rose as he examined her sleeping face. As he observed Zavira's sleeping face, he wondered if she had discovered Hai's secret. Other than Steve and some close friends, no one knew about his inability to see in the dark. It was too much of a coincidence that Zavira found out today. It would be fine if she hadn't noticed, but if she had, it would be a huge problem. The next day, Zavira woke up in the master bedroom on the third floor. With blurry eyes, she stared at the ceiling and recalled falling asleep on the sofa. Did Caleb carry her back to the master bedroom? An involuntary blush crept up her face, but she quickly. Chapter 117, "Sometimes, don't be too kind." She do. We're family after all, and family should be more forgiving of each other. Moore initially disagreed with Rose's words, but after hearing Mag's response, he nodded contentedly. At least Mag understood the bigger picture and knew that a family should share both honor and disgrace. Even with Zavira's bad reputation, she wouldn't abandon her sister. His Mag, always so kind. The car arrived at the Lowen clubhouse. Although it was in the city, the environment was serene and peaceful. The lush trees made people feel as if they had entered a secluded paradise. Looking at the scenery outside the window, Mag gained a new appreciation of Caleb's power. This was her first time at Lowen clubhouse. Before, she had only heard people talk about how luxurious and extravagant Caleb's residence was, and how immense his influence was. Hearing could not compare to seeing it firsthand. Moore's family was just a branch of the Mamet family. Residence was already pleasing to Mag, but compared to Caleb's, there was a world of difference. She couldn't help thinking how nice it would be if Caleb took a liking to her. And she would become the hostess of this place. Although this thought was unfair to Moore, once she was with Caleb, she would ask him to take care of Moore's family. That way, her guilt would be much less. She believed in her success. No man could resist her, and she trusted that the head of the Mamet family would be no exception. Once she became the patriarch's wife of the Mamet family, the outside world would be even more envious of her. As for Zaviera, she was merely a dog under her feet, wasn't she subject to her manipulation? Mag, what are you thinking about? Why are you smiling so happily? Moore's words brought Mag back from her daydreams. She hid her thoughts and gave Moore a gentle smile. I was just taken aback by the sight of this beautiful villa. What were you saying to me, Moore? I was saying, I'll first talk to the patriarch. You know he doesn't like women, Muke. So, speak up when he asks about you, otherwise, don't interrupt. After repeating what he had just said, Moore added, this villa was designed by a world-renowned architect for the patriarch. Of course, it's exceptionally beautiful. Chapter 118, Will Set Your Bones For You regained her composure as she remembered that today was the day Mag and Moore visited the Lowen clubhouse. After contemplating for a moment, she struggled to get out of bed, found a dress quite different from her usual style, and put it on. She then applied delicate makeup, put on sunglasses, and elegantly descended the stairs. She moved her ankle a bit, luckily, she had treated it promptly yesterday, so the pain wasn't intense and didn't affect her normal walking. Steve was in the living room reporting today's work to Caleb. Hearing the sound from upstairs, he looked up and said, "Pht. Mr. Caleb Mamet, there's another woman in your villa. Holy crap, where's your wife? She would divorce you if she knew." Caleb's finger paused, and he looked up at the staircase. His gaze scanned Xaviera before letting out a soft chuckle, "Your foot is better." "Steve," he stared at Caleb accusingly. Not only had he brought another woman home behind his wife's back, but he was also so concerned about her. Wasn't he afraid of his wife getting angry? Or had he "Will Set Your Boring For You" he didn't like her anymore and wanted to try something new? But what could he do? He really liked Mag's personality, and if she were replaced with a less amiable wife, he felt his future days would be miserable. Zaviera ran her hand through her voluminous curls, her enchanting figure lazily while leaning against the stairs, beckoning to Caleb with her finger. Caleb chuckled, "Steve, go outside and wait for a bit." "Steve, don't you think you're going too far? Flirting with another woman in front of Hyam, aren't you afraid he would call your wife to tattle?" Zaviera was wearing a black, hip-hugger skirt that perfectly showcased her curvy figure. She checked herself in the mirror before leaving. With her current appearance, she resembled a captivating, enchanting fairy. Chapter 118, You have no salary this month. Normally, Steve was very sensitive to Caleb's moods, but today, he was too surprised. He couldn't believe that the sly and glamorous woman who came downstairs from the upper floor was the lady of the house. The lady of the house was awesome, truly a chameleon. Excited, he had taken the initiative to offer to make coffee for the lady. He didn't expect that she would agree and even praise him for his good brewing skills. "Ma'am, have you had a lot of coffee brewed by masters?" "Yes, like that barista, Master Power, his brew is great. It's my favorite." "Master Power? He's a globally recognized barista. Next time Master Power comes to Lebanon, I'll arrange for you two to meet. T-hat old guy, Power, is passionate about brewing coffee and loves teaching people. If you don't learn," he shakes his head and sighs that the ancestral skill is going to be lost. "So annoying." As Zaviera drank her coffee and groused, "If his brew wasn't so good, I wouldn't have bothered listening to 1600 hours his nonsense. But he and you should have a lot in common." Steve was a bit excited. "Really? I heard Master Power is quite indifferent. He is so passionate about brewing that he seldom goes out or talks." Zaviero looked at him with a speechless expression. "Young man, rumors can be misleading." Steve scratched his head in embarrassment. "Really? I've never seen Master Power before, only occasionally see his news on TV. If the old guy, Power, knew someone adores him so much, his tail could rocket to the sky." Zaviera rolled her eyes, held out her hand to Stevie. "Give me your phone. I'll give you Power's WhatsApp." Watching their increasingly friendly conversation, Caleb spoke up with a gloomy tone. "Steve, you're not getting paid this month." Chapter 119, "Sometimes, don't be too kind." She raised an eyebrow at Caleb and smirked. "How about it? Don't I look pretty today?" Caleb frowned. "Speak properly. Don't deliberately pinch your throat like a duck, it's unbearable to listen to." "Zaviera." I was trying to lower my voice and seduce him. "This insensitive dog of a man." Zaviera confirmed that Caleb was dense, as there he was unable to notice the stunning beauty standing in front of him. Something must be wrong with this man, and not just a little bit wrong. Caleb's eyes discreetly roamed Zaviera's body for a moment, then his lips curved, and he said no more. In the afternoon, Mag started changing clothes in front of the mirror early, intending to pick the most beautiful and sophisticated dress to catch Caleb's eye. 1508 Futé 12 Sometimes, dent ra tunand after carefully dressing up, she delicately held the hem of her gown and got into the car. Seeing Caleb was a great honor for both the Evans family and Moore's family. Thus, early in the morning, both families gathered at the Evans villa, and both sets of parents were advising their children on what to pay attention to. As Mag had no experience getting along with Caleb, Moore's mother Spicifica Lly told them, "While the head of the Mamet family is not easy to approach, since he's willing to see you, it means he has a good impression of you. As long as you don't do anything to upset him, there won't be any problems. Remember, if you seize this opportunity and make him happy, nothing will be out of reach." Mag obediently nodded, "I know." Moore straightened his suit. "Mom, we are leaving now. You should go back too." Before leaving, Mag sighed, "I wanted my sister to come along, but she..." "Never mind. I can bring her after our wedding when we have more chances to see the family head. Sometimes. Don't be too kind. Rose knew her daughter was kind, but kindness should have limits and be appropriate for the occasion. Could a bitch like Xaviera attend such an important event today, Mag? You can't think about your sister all the time. You treat her as a sister, but she doesn't treat you as one. Bringing Xaviera to such an important event would ruin everything. If you upset the head of the Mamet family, the Evans family will suffer, and even Moore's family will get involved. So don't be too kind. Rose's words were heartfelt, but to Mag, they felt like scolding. She pursed her lips, displeasure flickering in her eyes. Realizing her words were too harsh, Rose quickly added, Mag, don't overthink it. I'm not saying kindness is bad, just that Xaviera doesn't deserve your indness. She tried to steal your fiancé and ruin your reputation, even causing the Evans Group to fall into house. Keep your distance from her. It won't do you New York good, and it'll only bring trouble. Lag composed her expression and gently nodded, I know, Mom. But if even I don't help her, what would? This mansion symbolized status and unlimited wealth. A glint of light flashed in Mag's eyes before returning to calm. She sighed softly, Why, it's a shame, if my sister could be here, it would be even better. She particularly likes these elegant mansions, maybe because of the hard times in our Seahildhood, she values money a lot and enjoys the life of glory and wealth. That's why she would, she paused for a moment before continuing, if she could see this mansion, as he probably wouldn't treasure those old and ugly men. Moore didn't want to hear Xaviera's name at this moment. He patted Mag on the shoulder, don't overthink it. Her downfall has nothing to do with you. You've done everything you should and could, but she didn't have the willpower. She chose her own path. Mag pursed her lips, looking crestfallen. Indeed, Xaviera had chosen a path of no return. But Mag's future was a straight and wide road to the sky. She was going to be the future matriarch of the Mamet family, exalted by everyone. Thinking of the future, Mag's smile became even more 16.09 triumphant. Looking around at the splendid and elegant environment, her eyes were filled with an unyielding determination. Inside the mansion, Xaviera was sitting in the coffee shop, drinking the coffee brewed by Steve Price himself. She sighed in satisfaction, I never expected, Steve, that you could make such a good brew. Working for Caleb is a real waste of your talent. Steve rubbed his head embarrassingly, ma'am, you're too kind. My brewing skills are just mediocre at best. It's because you're generous. Xaviera waved her finger, no, I'm serious, I don't often praise people. Having been spoiled by the coffee brewed by Master Power since she was a Seahild, it was not easy for someone to earn her praise. So, Steve's brew was indeed exceptional. As Caleb watched the two of them sitting on the tatami in the coffee shop, giving and receiving compliments, his eyes grew darker and darker. Do these two think he's dead? Chapter 120, The Biggest Competitor. Mags didn't expect the butler to be so cooperative and couldn't hide her excitement. That's right, my sister is nothing but a homewrecker, I'm Moore's fiancé. When she said this, she couldn't help but raise her volume, and many people around her heard it. After hearing the gossip, the butler smiled and said, "So that's how it is. R.M.R. Mamet has always wanted to meet M.R. Moore's fiancé, so we specially invited you over today. Please, M.R. Mamet is already waiting for you inside." Mag's heart was thumping wildly. From the moment she stepped into the villa, she was determined to become the hostess here, and she would get what she wanted by any means necessary. She had already dealt with the butler, so with just a little more effort, she could win over Caleb. Thinking this way, Mag suppressed her excitement, lifted her skirt, and entered the door, but to her surprise, she saw a woman wearing sunglasses sitting on the couch. The woman had a small face, and the large sunglasses covered most of it, but one could still tell that she was very beautiful. Heart fluttered, why? Why is there a woman in the Lowen clubhouse? Didn't they say that Caleb really hates women? Why is this woman sitting so openly on the couch? In an instant, Mag considered the woman her biggest competitor. Moore was also surprised by the woman's appearance, but his thoughts were different from Mag's. A woman who could sit here must be extraordinary, as everyone knows that Caleb doesn't like women getting too close to him. The woman who could appear here must not be someone he could offend. He was just about to ignore the woman and talk to Caleb, knowing that some questions were not his place to ask, but to his surprise, Mag suddenly spoke up like a clueless person, "Huh, why are there other people here? Didn't the butler say that the family had only invited us today?" All of a sudden, everyone's eyes were on her. As if she hadn't noticed the attention, Mag asked softly, "Miss, may I ask who you are and why you're here? If you've come uninvited, you'd better leave. Soon. The family head doesn't like other women showing up in this villa." Although it seemed like a reminder, it was actually a warning spoken with the ears of the hostess. Xaviera sneered inwardly, thinking that her sister was always so full of herself. Mag thought that after she spoke, the woman would react, but to her surprise, the woman didn't move at all, which only intensified her sense of crisis. She looked around and thought that the woman must be an uninvited guest who took the initiative to throw herself at Caleb. She had heard that the family had illy hated such women, and if she could help him drive the woman away, Caleb would definitely see her in a new light. With that thought in mind, she pretended to mean well, and sighed, "Miss, let me remind you again, this is the Lowen clubhouse, not a place for you. The family head doesn't like overly assertive women. Even if you want to please him, you should choose the right time and place, right?" Xaviera raised her eyebrows, her red lips slightly. Xaviera Evans changed her sitting posture on the couch, leisurely picked up the coffee cup and took a sip, without taking Mag Evans's words to heart at all. Moore Mamet frowned. Although he felt that Mag's words were a bit off, in his heart, Mag had always been gentle and kind. He thought she was saying those things for the good of the unknown woman, but that woman obviously wasn't appreciative. Mag took the risk of offending the head of the Mamet family to remind this woman, but what about this woman? She was arrogant and didn't take Mag seriously, which irritated Moore. He said coldly, "Who the hell are you?" "I am M.R. Moore Mamet, and I've never seen you before. I'll remind you one last time, The family head hates uninvited guests. You better leave now, or face the consequences. This time, Xaviera finally reacted. Supporting her chin with one hand, her rosy lips slightly opened, face the consequences. What consequences?